Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. And the last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially those of you who've tuned in for the first time this morning. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who've been faithful listeners now for many months and years, we say welcome to you and thank you for tuning in. And we're also grateful to you for contributions. Many of you have helped to pay for this radio airtime and contribute to this ministry, and so we're very grateful for that. Gather the Outcast is a ministry dedicated to bringing in the lost into the kingdom of God, to sharing the good news that saves, the hope of the message that Jesus Christ died for you, he died for your sins. And so we just continue to move forward in sharing the gospel. Wherever God opens doors, we move forward. And I just thank each and every one of you for your past association with this ministry. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, there's a couple of ways that you can do that. First, we invite you to be a prayer partner, an intercessor for this ministry. And we solicit your prayers. We ask you to be faithful in praying for this ministry each and every week. And so if you would like to do that and take upon yourself the call to be an intercessor for this ministry, just let me know at pureprairie@hotmail. Email me, say you would like to be on the mailing list, and I will put you on the mailing list and give you updates and notifications of events and happenings in the ministry so that you can put them on your prayer schedule, on your prayer card, and keep us lifted up in prayer. Once again, that email, pureprairie, P-R-A-I-R-I-E, @hotmail.com. Secondly, you can partner with this ministry by making a contribution to help pay for this radio airtime and also to contribute to International Crusades and other projects. I'll be talking about a couple of projects here in just a bit in the message time, some things that are going on over in Africa that you may want to be a part of. And understand, brothers and sisters, that when you give into the kingdom, it's not to give to me, it's not for me or about me, it's about moving forward the kingdom of God, and so you will be the one that's blessed. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, spilling over, it shall be given into your bosom." And so we invite you to give, not because we're trying to build up ourselves in any way, but we're trying to build the kingdom of God. And one of the ways that God requires us to participate is by giving of our resources, our money, our time, our talent. And so I continue to bring before you projects. I continue to ask for donations for this radio ministry because it's going into the prison and touching many lives there. It's also going in all over this region, a 50-mile region. It's also going out over the internet. I have many people in Kenya that are listening through the internet because these radio broadcasts are posted on my website at the end of each week. And so there are many people all over the world because of the contributions for this ministry, for this radio broadcast. There are people all over the world that are benefiting and listening, and because of that, the kingdom of God is moving forward. So there's a couple of ways that you can contact us. One mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gathered the Outcast Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web and make a contribution with your credit card through PayPal on the World Wide Web, on the website or on the blog. And the website is gatheredtheoutcasts.com. That's gatheredtheoutcasts.com, all one word, gatheredtheoutcasts.com, or the blog is jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com. You can get to the website from the blog and vice versa, and you can conveniently and safely make a contribution on either one of those sites with your credit card. So pray about it. Pray about your part in moving this ministry forward in becoming part of kingdom endeavors, not only here in America, but all around the world, in Africa and in Central America and places where we do missions. And so just pray about your part, see what the Lord would do, and then be generous as you give and generous as you contribute to see the kingdom of God move forward in this way. Well, we're going to have a teaching here in just a minute. I've got a couple of projects I want to talk to you about in Africa. As most of you know, I just returned from Africa a week ago, and I was in Kenya and Rwanda and the Republic of Congo preaching. And so I've got a couple of projects I want to share with you and just have you to pray about that and see what the Lord would do to have you partner with this ministry in Africa, and you'll be excited to hear what's going on over there. We're going to have a prayer, and then we'll take up the message right after that in just a minute. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed for us on the cross, the death that he died, and we thank you for this opportunity. We can come onto the air this morning, onto the radio this morning, and share the good news that Jesus saves. And we thank you for each and every person listening out there today. I ask you to touch them wherever they need strengthening and encouragement. Those that need physical healing, bless their bodies and touch them. Those that need encouragement, that are in despair or disappointment or depression, we ask you to lift their spirits, Lord. Set their feet on a high place, on a firm foundation. And we thank you, Lord, for those in the prison. We ask you to bless them, bless their families, Lord, especially those that are separated from their children. We pray that you would touch them and bless them today. Lord, we pray for our government. We ask you to bless our president. We ask you to bless the Congress, the Supreme Court, the troops who are overseas guarding our freedoms. We ask you to be with them and protect them from harm's way. And we thank you, Lord, for just watching out for this nation, for covering this nation with your blessing. Lord, we pray for rain as it's extremely dry here. You know the details, Lord, and we just pray that you would open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain here. And we thank you, Lord, for the crops out in the field that are being harvested right at this time. We pray your blessing on the farmers. And we thank you, Lord, for this harvest of souls in Africa and here because of this radio broadcast. And we thank you, Lord, for this time together. We pray that your word will not return to you void, that it shall accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. I want to talk to you, as I have recently returned from Africa, I want to talk to you this morning about a couple of things that are going on over there, a couple of projects that I am getting involved in, and I hope to be able to share with you in a way that gets you excited and has you thinking about something besides your own problems, your own life here in this area, in your home. And as you think about the kingdom of God, it's such a beautiful thing to see the body of Christ operate in other places around the world, how people get excited about serving the Lord and moving the kingdom forward, and how the Holy Spirit moves in their life to convict people and to move them to do extraordinary things, to love in extraordinary ways. And so I want to share a couple of projects with you. The first that I want to talk about is a 24/7 house of prayer that is being started up in Nairobi, Kenya, as a result of the mission trip that I just completed as a result of that. And the second project I want to talk to you about is an orphanage out in West Kenya in a city of Mumias. And I'll talk to you, give you more details about that as we go through the message time this morning. Well, if you have your Bible there, turn it to Revelation 5, and I want to tell you about a last service that we had at Victory Evangelism Church in Nairobi, Pastor Boniface Masodi, Bishop Boniface Masodi's church. And the last night, we did a three-day, three-night crusade there in September. And as a result of that, the last night we had Harp and Bowl. We set up a microphone in front of the congregation, in front of the people who were in the church. And there was a worship team up on the platform, the Afrozo Band with Helen Mutulawi. And the Afrozo Band were singing in the background and lifting up praise and worship to the Lord. And people were coming up to the microphone and crying out for their nations, crying out for their families, crying out for Kenya and for the government, and to stop corruption and to stop the Al-Shabaab Muslim terrorists who are causing great fear in Kenya. And so as people were crying out to the Lord and the worship was going up, it was just an awesome, wonderful move of the Lord that night. The message was ringing in my ears as I got on the plane to fly back to America, to fly first to Amsterdam. And so as a result of that, there were some young people there who were from the university there in Nairobi, and they decided to kick off a 24/7, or attempt to do a 24/7 prayer house, and they are in the process of getting that thing going. I've received several emails from a young man since I got back, and they have now 20 people involved in this prayer movement. They have 20 people who are dedicated to praying several hours at a time, and they want to take this to 24 hours a day and eventually 7 days a week. And so this is just an awesome thing. It's a move of God. It's a move of the Holy Spirit, and I'm praying to encourage them, and I ask you to do that also, to pray to encourage them, to strengthen them, that this 24/7 prayer house could become a reality, and that it would impact not only Kenya but all of East Africa and eventually all of Africa. There's a 24/7 prayer house in America here. It's called the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. If you ever get an opportunity to go to Kansas City, check it out. It's in Grandview on the south side of Kansas City. But the 24/7 prayer house there in Grandview, International House of Prayer, has been going now for 13 years nonstop, lifting up prayers to the Lord, the 24/7 nonstop, with praise and worship, praise bands, worship bands, and people praying in the prayer room. And you can stop in there anytime, day or night, and lift up your prayers to the Lord, listen to the worship music. The anointing there is very strong, as you can imagine. It's a bit like David's temple, where the prayers and worship of the people, when David had the tabernacle, he appointed singers, 3,000 or so singers, and they lifted up worship to the Lord nonstop, day and night. Well, in Revelation 5, verse 8, it talks about Jesus Christ taking the deed to the earth, the title deed to the earth, and he's getting ready to open the seven seals. And in verse 8, chapter 5, he says, "When Jesus had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to break its seals, for thou wast slain and didst purchase for God with thy blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." And so every tribe, every tongue, every nation has been claimed by the Lord. And so when we come into an agreement, whether it's here in America or over in Africa, when we come into agreement with God's claim and with God's declaration for this people or any people, God recognizes it, he blesses it, he encourages us, strengthens us, and allows us to move forward in agreement with him to bring his kingdom here on this earth. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so Jesus took the title deed, he took the book, and the elders fell down before him. And it says each of the elders had a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged today to know that when you pray, your prayers are stored up in front of the elders, in front of the throne there, and they're stored up in vials, in bowls, and at the right time, in God's perfect timing, they're poured out as blessings or as answers to your prayers. And so I want you to know that an endeavor such as this, a 24/7 house of prayer, is a great monumental effort to bring up a cascade of prayers, an avalanche of prayers before the Lord, and to store up those bowls with an avalanche of prayers, and God will bless those that are undertaking such a great endeavor. And so I just want you to be in agreement with me for this house of prayer in Nairobi. Be in agreement that God would just pour out his blessings on it, and that they would have the people come to them, that God would continue to provide all of the resources they need for sound equipment, for computers, for tech people, all the things that they need to establish and keep this house of prayer going, the resources, the money to pay the electric bill and everything else. And so if you come into agreement with me to pray for that, then people on both sides of the ocean, both sides, both continents, will be lifting them up in prayer, and we'll see a mighty move of God through this house of prayer there in Kenya. The second project that I want to talk about is the orphanage out in Mumias, Kenya. And Pastor Lucas Obanda is out there, and he is in charge right now of about 30 children that he has taken in. Most of the children, their parents have died as a result of AIDS. The AIDS epidemic went through that area of Kenya and really wiped out many, many people. Many people succumbed to it. There was destruction and death in many villages. Even some villages were wiped out. And so as a result of that, this church in West Kenya, which is in a mixed area, lots of Muslims, lots of mosques, and lots of Christians there. And so the church has taken in these 30 or so children, and they have decided to build an orphanage. They would like to build an orphanage where they can house these children together and provide a safe environment for them, provide a healthy environment for them, a place where they can be fed good food and get good teaching and sent to a school. But they would be taught, many of the children would be taught in Christian schooling. And so this is a project that I would like to partner with, and I believe there's somebody out there listening today to this message who would be able to help us build this orphanage. I believe there's some people out there today who could write out a check for the construction of this orphanage. They're talking $20,000 to $25,000 for the first year to build the orphanage and the operating expenses. So really, that's not that much. It's pretty much of a bargain. Many people go to foreign countries to adopt, and they'll spend $20,000 to $30,000 to adopt just one child. And so to think to provide a place for 30 children to live, for 30 children to prosper, and to receive good food, good education, that's a very cheap price to pay. It's a bargain in a lot of ways. And so God's will is that